words of Sri Aurobindo, planes and parts of the being, environmental consciousness. The individual is not limited to the physical body, it is only the external consciousness which feels like that. As soon as one gets over this feeling of limitation, one can feel first the inner consciousness which is connected with the body but does not belong to it. Afterwards, the planes of consciousness above the body, also a consciousness surrounding the body but part of oneself, part of the individual being through which one is in contact with the cosmic forces and with other beings. The last is what I have called the environmental consciousness. Each man has his own personal consciousness entrenched in his body and gets into touch with his surroundings only through his body and senses and the mind using the senses. Yet all the time the universal forces are pouring into him without his knowing it. He is aware only of thoughts, feelings, etc. that rise to the surface, and these he takes for his own. Really they come from outside in mind waves, vital waves, waves of feeling and sensation, etc., which take particular form in him and rise to the surface after they have got inside. But they do not get into his being at once. He carries about with him an environmental consciousness called by the theosophists the aura, into which they first enter. If you can become conscious of this environmental self of yours, then you can catch the thoughts, passion, suggestion, or force of illness and prevent it from entering into you. If things in you are thrown out, they often do not go altogether, but take refuge in this environmental atmosphere, and from there they try to get in again. Or they go to a distance outside, but linger on the outskirts, or even perhaps far off, waiting till they get an opportunity to attempt entrance. The environmental is not a world, it is an individual thing. The subconscious and the environmental consciousness are two quite different things. What is stored in the subconscious, impressions, memories, rise up from there into the conscious parts. In the environmental, things are not stored up and fixed, although they move about there. It is full of mobility, a field of vibration or passage of forces. The environmental consciousness can become silent when there is the wideness. One can become conscious of it and deal with what passes through it. A man without it would be without contact with the rest of the world.